This week, Washington Secretary of State Kim Wyman will meet with her colleagues from around the country at a summer conference. She says they'll talk about the request for information made by a White House commission investigating voter fraud. They want information on every single registered voter in the nation. KUOW's Kate Walters has more.
Names, addresses, party affiliations, and the last four digits of Social Security numbers. This is just some of the information the commission has requested. Several states have already refused to comply. Washington Secretary of State Kim Wyman says she'll turn over information that's already publicly available, like names, dates of birth, and gender.
But we are not going to be turning over any of the private records that are in our database, such as a voter's Social Security number, even the last four digits of the Social Security number, you know, how or where they registered. You know, those types of pieces of data are not public, and we are not going to release those to the commission.
The commission has only requested publicly available data, but what's public varies state to state. In addition, they've asked secretaries of state to weigh in on federal election laws, asking questions like how those laws might need to change to enhance the integrity of elections. Wyman says that's the piece she's most reticent to answer. She says she wants to talk to her colleagues from around the country before making a decision.
And, you know, just kind of have some good spirited dialogue there, because I'm not sure how much I really want to participate in those questions, and I want to think it through a little bit more.
Wyman says she's unsure what the commission is trying to accomplish with their research. The commission has asked states to reply to their request for information by July 14. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.